Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And sorry, then, Ben sent me a card that says, imagine some piss. I try not to interrupt, but what the fuck does that mean?
Just you can do it, it's free.
I'm sorry, Alex, what are you saying?
First, the bad news. The world is no longer habitable for human life. Now for the good news.
Your new life starts today.
Outside the smoking wreckage of a HAP complex in Sector CYN. How was it destroyed, you ask? Well, a lot of grenades blew it up at the beginning. A rocket launcher was fired inside it. Half of the wall on the third floor was blown out by precision lasers. And yes, oh yes, a gunship crashed into the building. All part of a day's work for the troubleshooters who have gone in on a mission deep undercover to pretend to be mutants, to uncover a mutant cell. Everything has gone wrong. Things have blown up. Your experimental equipment is all destroyed. But measure of measures, tiny joy of tiny joys, you have found something, potentially important. A black lacquered box with a strange symbol that seems oddly familiar, which is now held in your hot little hands, Strawberry. Clone Generation 2. Four more to go. Remember, you only have a set of six, each of you, and as you stand by what I think we said was a bus stop near the smoldering boots of what was once Tom Cardy's character Beetle, you see that despite all of the crises before you, at least you have found something that may be valuable.
Well, I don't know what this is, but maybe one of you can tell me.
Unfortunately, old chap, I don't really know. I don't really know what it's for. All I know is that it is of great importance to the Church of the Consolidated Maker, and it seems to be worth something. I just feel like whatever it is, we're all in this together, and we've got to band together like old chums.
Dave, do you think an operation roll would work out how to open it?
You can try one, yeah.
Okay. So is that Operation Mechanics?
It's Mechanics Operation.
Okay.
You're going to need a computer dice because you are back inside the zone. Yep.
That's one success and a five.
Two successes.
All right, you look at it. You have a little look at it and you realize that the glyph on the front of it looks like it's actually a symbol that seems familiar to you. You start rotating parts of it and it comes, swims into focus. As you take an arrow, you swing it down. You take two little perpendicular sticks, you put them together with a crossbar in the middle, and there's a hiss, a pneumatic hiss, and the entire thing glows blue, and then it goes and it starts to open as all the pressure inside releases it, and you can flip open the lid. But before you flip open that lid, you suddenly feel a little tug on your jumpsuit trouser cuff, and you look down and you see a little scrub bot, a tiny little industrial automated unit, is tugging you. It's got a single wheel on a little monopod body and a little claw and a dustpan, and it's softly whacking your cuff with the dustpan and tugging with the claw.
And do I know...
Looks like it wants you to follow it.
Hello, little buddy. What is it that you want?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 boop.
And then it whacks you again, and then it rolls forward around the corner, stops, turns around, looks at you, and rolls back, and tugs again.
I think I made a little friend. Oh, yeah, let's follow this guy.
All right, so you're going to follow?
Yeah.
You go around the corner, and you can see more of the destruction from your attack, which, let's be honest, that's what it was, on the Scion headquarters, and there is some more collapsed debris, parts of the Thunderbird attack helicopter, and there is also a groaning figure, almost unconscious, delirious with pain, has used some of his last energy to take over a robot and bring you to him. It is the collapsing, dying figure of Sykes, aka Firebrand.
Do we have a meta unit for... Because it's six, right?
Anything. This is too late. Perhaps some kind of very specialized hospital room, if you could get him to it immediately, might save him, but he is dying.
And he's a six?
And this was his... Yeah, he was a
6. I'm a 10.
he's delirious with pain. He's a 6.
Sykes, my God, what? Who did this to you?
What? You fuckers did this to me.
Oh, God.
I was
sorry.
I was climbing wall, and all of a sudden a voice rings out in ears saying, freeze.
Oh, boy. Okay, don't worry about it. Who did this to you? Who did that? Could have been anyone, I suppose.
And so I freeze and I fall. Is not good, but also kind of nice. I'm very tired. This is it. You have box?
What does it do, old man?
What?
What? Are you not old?
I'm like 32.
Like, I'm so sorry.
What?
Well, I guess
that?
You're not a 10 after all.
This is okay.
Oh, I mean, old chap. Come on, I'm British and it's my only character trait, so go on.
I don't know exactly what it does, but I can hear it. The box sings and it dreams. I can't control it. But I have so many memories.
And he reaches forward, a lot of pain with a bit of blood trickling out, as if just before he dies, he wants to touch the box one last time, as he reaches imploringly towards you, Strawberry.
Sykes, what song does it sing when you touch it?
It is the song... it's like doobie doobie doobie
doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie
doobie
doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie
doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie doobie. Listen, can you feel it? Can you hear it?
I hold it out.
You hold it out?
Yeah. And he touches it, and he says, he locks eyes with you, Clancy, and he's like,
you sold hamburgers.
Yes, I've explained it before. You call someone up, you say, will you, do you think you would, you may like to have a hamburger, not now, because it takes some time to dispatch from the warehouse unit that has to go to our third-party seller, so would you maybe like a hamburger in 2 to 3 weeks' time?
I think Clancy has a psychosomatic thing that when Clancy explains this, Clancy starts crying every time, even though he doesn't quite know why.
And Sykes gets a little smile on his face, and he's like, but you were happy, and you had a little girl,
a little tiny girl.
And then he looks to...
BoffCon R. Boff.
Yeah, BoffCon R. Boff. And he's like, you were... Can you feel it? Can you remember it? You must be able to remember it.
I was on a pier.
No, earlier than that.
I was at a bowling alley with my wife.
Earlier than that.
You were there.
With your wife, yes. That's right.
She invited me there. It was her Christmas party for her work, and I went. And I said, why is Brad here? I thought you stopped seeing him.
And you were happy. And you, Beetle.
Yeah.
Can you remember?
Yeah, I was around ferns.
Yes, you were in a forest around beautiful trees and animals.
That's right, I was a guerrilla warrior.
Yes. Yes, you were laying mines. But you were happy. Strawberry, you can feel it.
Yeah, I was in the bath in a big claw foot tub soaking in those bubbles every day.
None of these things, none of these memories are from Alpha Complex. We do not have hamburgers or wives.
Or Brad. Or cucking.
Or cucking or Brad. We do not have beautiful rainforests and we do not have claw feet bath, but you remember. You must remember. And then as he dies, he's like, how old do I look? Like, if you had to put a number, because I'm like, I feel like.
I was going to say, like a well preserved 70.
Jesus. And then he dies.
There's an anti sound, and what you realize is that a low hum that was in the room ever since the box had started to open has stopped, because what he has managed to do is drawing energy from the box. He has managed to use it to power himself to give you this last piece of information before he died, living slightly longer than he should have. But he has drained the box of power.
Oh,
It, instead, a little power out light blinks feebly once red, and then a little port opens up with a universal cable sub port inside it.
Like I have a cable. Like a I have a cable. One of the many benefits of promotion.
You do. So you can find a socket if you want and plug it into the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
I mean, around. Should we do this out in the open?
Should we go? Can we? Is there any? How close are we to the end of the into the dead zone? And does the dead zone have power?
The dead zone is up above you, and now that the building is so destroyed and sort of condemned because you've exploded so many things inside it, it's quite dangerous. But you can climb up into it if you want to. But the dead zone is up there.
Right, and do they have power? Oh, is it more likely that we...
No, there's power everywhere.
Okay.
Power is not the same as the computer's Wi-Fi, whatever the computer's Wi-Fi is.
I feel like we should move away from prying eyes while we regroup and work out what's what.
I've got some knowledge of Alpha Complex.
Yes.
So can I... so I say... Oh, I know. I actually know a storeroom we could go to.
Oh, yeah, okay.
In the dead zone, where I've got a memory of it from my infrared days when I used to have to stack rooms.
There's a dead zone that is used sometimes by the First Church of the Brethren, which you would know about.
That's what I said.
It's nearby. From your infrared days when you worked for the church. Now, of course, there will maybe church members there. It's used by anyone, any of them that need to have clandestine conversations. It's a small room. It's above a commissary, one of the PLC commissaries, and it's just down the street.
Yes, but if you hang your tie over one of the door handles, people know not to come in.
Just while this is happening, I realize I've got power packs as well. Can I jack a power pack into the with a cord?
No, because you would need a socket, like for a rifle's power pack. Right. What you need is a...
How do they charge the power packs back at the queue?
You could charge a power pack in the same wall socket as you will charge the box. Does that make sense?
So
you could put power into a power pack with your cable.
Okay, all right.
So you're going to head over to the commissary?
Yep, no, the storeroom?
To your safe house?
Yes.
All right, so you guys start racing towards the first church safe house, and as you do, suddenly you all stop because you hear chimes above you and loudspeakers all over the complex, not localized ones to you, but booming across the entire sector. You hear ding, ding, ding. Hello, friends and citizens. This is Friend Computer, your computer that's also a friend. Do not be alarmed, but it seems that we have a troubleshooter unit who has gone rogue in your sector. They must be found and apprehended immediately for failure to promptly obey orders. Let this be a lesson to all of us that the work never stops and the party never stops. This has been Friend Computer. Goodbye. And as he does it, blink, 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 and 5 stars appear over all of your heads. Over yours, Clancy. Over yours, Strawberry. Over yours, Bofcon. Over even the loyalty officer, Beetle. All of you are now very much wanted clones.
Very conflicted by this, guys.
You don't have any choice. We have to get either into a safe area or into the dead zone.
You look around yourself and you can see that there are billboards built into the side of HAB complexes and factories nearby, and now they are showing your faces with the stars above you everywhere so that people can identify you.
Do we still have our mutant gear?
Yeah, you have those costumes.
Should we put our costumes on?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, so you guys start changing into weird techno-punk costumes.
And just head to the safe room.
Yeah.
All right, you're racing into the safe room. As you do, you can see that the traffic is the scrub bots and sort of all of the industrial bots are giving way more and more to armored cars as armed services are racing through and setting up snap blockades down the highway. But because you're very, very close, you're able to race into the building. Although as you slam the door behind you, you see another van pull up, a sort of grab van pull up as troops start to disembark. None of them have seen you yet, and you are now inside what looks like an old abandoned commissary. The benchtop's greasy, forgotten. Whatever food that was served here is long gone. There's just sort of some sad tubes leaking neutrina paste onto the counter.
Clancy, is there any like sort of monk robes or anything we can put on over our, you know, hide the face? Is there costumes?
I mean, we could, but I mean, it's also illegal to be part of the church, so I'm not sure how good that
would be. Well, which is less illegal, to be me or to be a monk?
Probably a monk.
We need to make a plan, so we need to get, I think, into the dead zone where we can...
Hello, this pilgrims. What brings you to this hallowed place? You suddenly look up on the stairs and there are 2 figures standing, both wearing white robes, looking at you.
I just came down here to look at the hymnals and I find you snooping.
Oh, no. Hello there. You guys are from the church?
Depends.
You guys are from the... This is church territory, Pilgrim. If you are not from the church, you must tell us now.
I have come. I was going to do a little spot of Bible reading because I'm a member of the church and I've got some friends who I thought I could convert to the church.
Do you know the good news about the asteroid?
Yeah, we know all about it.
Oh, tell us, sing us the hymns of the asteroid.
I'll start you off. The asteroid contains untold treasures. The asteroid.
Now, while he was doing that, you said you wanted to do something.
I was going to. I was thinking this might be a bluff.
Yeah.
Check.
So, what are you trying to bluff him about?
So, I'll say. This is a trick. I know I can't sing that out loud in case you're a double agent.
Oh, okay, very good. Make for me a bluff check.
Right. Chutzpah bluff, I guess?
Yeah, definitely chutzpah.
Two and then five. One, two, three, four, five.
A lot of chutzpah.
And it was eight dice. All of them failed.
Okay, now I beg you to tell me, do you have any moxie?
I do, but it's fine. We don't have to use it now.
All right, they look at you and they say... You know, the white one looks at you and he goes, you would accuse the Archdeacon Brabicus, first of our order in Sector CYN, he who writes the songs that angels hear, he who composes the ballads that tell the story of our good friend the Maker, that we cannot sing his music?
Okay, Dave, I'm going to play a card now called Four's a Crowd, which is, I describe a group of NPCs who are useful to the action of my choice.
All right, you can. You don't need to roll for that if you're playing your next action card.
I'm playing an action card now. So I would like four people from an opposing religious faction. A competing sect within the religious faction to appear.
There is another sect inside the religious faction? There can be.
Yeah, and these four people... are keen to wield power over the two people we just met. Okay,
great. So four members of the Anti-Brabicus Union, the Second Consolidated Church of the Divine Spark, enter in because they also have access to the room.
Oi, Brabicus, what are you doing in here with your big fat ass?
Go on, we had this room from 5 p.m. It's 5:30 now, you dickhead.
Can't you read a chart?
No, hang on. I think you'll find that he who sings with the celestial voices of angels had the room. I'm pretty sure if you look at the sign outside, we had...
I've got the sign right here. Look, it says 5 o'clock, and then we're going to meet and we're going to talk about...
We're the new cool church.
Yeah.
We're like the Hillsong of the church.
Looking at the schedule, and you've blocked out this commissary from 4 to 7 p.m. every day. You can't do that.
Yeah, we've bloody done it, and guess what? You got to move, otherwise you get banned.
We won't have anywhere to practice our electric guitars.
Well, you have to move.
He's cool, and I'm here to say that if you don't like him, you're not okay. We love that bloody asteroid, and if you don't like it, you're a droid.
Well, I've never been called a droid before, Brabicus. We're leaving, and the two of them, but we'll be back. And let me hear to you that the Second Church of the Consolidated Divine Spark has not heard the last of the First Church of the Consolidated
Maker.
Yes,
currently, even as we speak, I'm working on a devastating hymn.
One of them gets out his trumpet and goes, wah, wah, wah.
The two of them leave, and these new ones, who look exactly the same, the symbol is upside down, and instead of linen robes, they're wearing wool robes, but they look pretty much the same, turn as to an afterthought, looking at the troubleshooters, and they're like, "But what do you four want?"
Oh man, did you see those guys? They were terrible.
Yeah, so what are you doing? You ready to hear the word of the Anti-Barabbas?
We'd love to work. We have to get out of here into the dead zone. Can you help us?
Well, I can help you by telling you the good word about the Maker, Hurst.
A boom, a ch, a boom, boom, ch.
Well, there was a man, and he was really smart, and he wrote some stuff down. It was kind of an art.
While he's doing this, I will say that unlike the other two that seem to be holding slug throwers, these four are very much unarmed.
Okay,
but they're holding like weird instruments.
Yeah, I walk up and I just saber as many of them at the same time as I can.
Well, my name is here, and I'm here to...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Give me one of them. 5 plus 3, that's 8. I'm doing a hingo. Come on. I got one, two.
No, don't even tell me any more in that three. Case because he gets his saber through the neck. Meanwhile, what are you doing, Strawberry?
I will take the same lead as from Beetle, and I guess I will throw. Oh, what have I got? I've got the blue rifle. I'm gonna like laser rifle.
Okay.
Another one. So what's is that? Athletics guns, I guess. Violence guns. So that's a five. That makes it.
All right. Yeah, one success, which means you clip one of them. Another one of them dies. There's two left. What about you, Clancy?
I'll shoot one of them with a laser rifle. In for a penny.
Are these your people?
Are these computers?
No, these are normal people. You can see they're wearing red uniforms.
Sorry, are these...
But are we in the dead zone yet or not? Roll?
Not yet.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's what I do. Nothing happens.
All right, your shot misses and one of them turns around and clips you and you fall back as you get hit by a guitar that I guess he's thrown and you're injured.
Okay.
And Beetle?
Injured?
Yep, just injured.
Or hurt?
Oh, sorry, no, you're hurt. And Beetle?
Oh, saber times two. I'm back in. One, two, three, four. Sorry. It's just, I need so many dice because I'm so good at stabbing. Glad I got that saber.
Four successes?
More.
One, two, three, four. Can I get two? Come on, give me
some. Yeah, you know what? For four successes, definitely.
Five successes, actually.
Five.
And Beetle.
And I do a backflip.
Screaming with four stars over his head. Just starts cutting priests up left and right, holy people, devout people, people that have dedicated their lives to nothing more than the betterment of their infrared inferiors, as you just cut them down.
So you're not loyal! You're not loyal! Loyalty!
And it, however, they're all dead, and as they collapse, you can see that one of them has what looks like a key that is tied to a wooden block with a number on it.
Yoink.
You take that key, you try it on the back door, and there are corridors leading out. Some of them had ties on them, and some of them don't. There's about six different rooms.
Some of them wearing ties, some of them are just like casual Friday doors.
We need to charge up this bad boy. So are there PowerPoints in these rooms?
Yeah, I'll go in first, and I go and I check one which doesn't have a tie on it.
Yep, these are all just little meeting rooms for the church. So they're empty, they have a little pew, they have an image of the Divine Maker, which looks like an old man with a grey beard. And
an overhead projector.
No, there's no, not in these dead zones. Oh no, but there is also a row of power points at the back.
Okay, I'm gonna charge the box.
All right, you charge the box, and it seems to achingly, slowly start to tick up 10%, 20%, 30% as you hear a click and a loud hailer as a voice comes over, booming from outside the building. Troubleshooters, you have been witnessed entering this building. This is your last chance. In the name of Insec and Friend Computer, give yourselves up.
So when we look around this room,
you're in a small. Basically, what you're in is a Faraday cage, right? You can see there's exposed wiring everywhere. It's been built in a way so that Wi-Fi can't penetrate into it. But it's a room with power inside a reinforced bunker underneath a commissary. And you can hear through the walls that they're saying that they have the whole commissary surrounded.
Wait, can you hear us if we talk back?
It occurs to me now that I'm talking to you and there's... tell you what, we're opening up a wideband radio channel. You can activate it if you wish to talk to us. You have 5 minutes, otherwise we are storming the building.
Oh, hey there, I'm BoffCon.
Okay.
Who are you?
Hello, wait, I don't need to use the loud hailer, do I? No, sorry.
No, you do, otherwise we can't hear you.
Oh, well, you see that the little thing, just the headphones, just pull them out.
Okay,
you
gotcha.
Pull them out because I feel weird about this.
Okay, sure.
Okay, great. Hello, how are you?
What's your name?
My name is Major Dorian Doris, the ranking commander of INSEC.
Oh, sure. Well, we've been through quite a lot today. There's been some real nastiness, and I just want you to know though that Firebrand did die. You're from Insect, so you'd know who he was. He did die, but he was going to triple cross you.
He told
me about that.
I'll do some real talk with you, okay? You've probably heard
He's a fucking cop.
You've probably heard some pretty nasty things about Insect, but we're not that bad. Now, I understand this has probably been...
Oh, go on, do it. A boom, a chick. A boom, boom, chick. A boom, a chick. Yes, connect with them.
Oh, all right, listen up, hip clones and gnarly dudes. Here's some real vat talk straight from the glop. I was once a little globule like you, swimming around in the fluid, liftways, tip-wise and fruity, not knowing what my gloop would be coming to next, but I got a job, I wised up, and I remembered that Friend Computer wants you to help you. Now, this has obviously been some kind of terrible accident. I'm sure you've been led astray by terrible, subversive elements. You're probably feeling swept up in it all, like you can't escape, but there is a way out.
For God's sake, Doris, ask me about the box.
You have something we need. Now, if you can come out with your hands up and hand over the box, we can make a deal with Friend Computer. We can explain this terrible problem, and we can make this all go away. But if you don't come out in 5-minute cycles, we will be forced to use high-pressure limpet mines to demolish the building. We will send in the Vulture attack squads, and you will be massacred.
It occurs to me, BoffCon, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
This is Major Stixon.
That you might look pretty good in a violet jumpsuit. Perhaps, do you have any idea what kind of stiffy you could get?
Man, that sounds really nice.
Stiffy's
okay.
A thing that we've been talking about in the sort of upper echelons of AlphaCom. It's a new cool term. It means really good uniforms.
Yeah, and it also means getting a big boner.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of that?
I'm hard right now. I'm very hard.
Okay, no, I'd love to get a stiffy so I could pleasure my wife if she ever comes back. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come out and talk to you guys by myself without my friends.
Do you bring the box?
No,
let me come out for a second and I just want to talk.
Well, all right, but we're keeping the 5-minute timer going, but we're happy to parlay. I will send Major Stixon and a Vulture attack squad with me. Bring no weapons, come unarmed. We will be waiting outside the commissary.
And so BoffCon's then going to talk to the other three who are left.
Wait, can you guys turn off your radio?
Of course.
We can just turn off our radio.
Yeah, you went to turn off yours, you just...
Oh, okay,
you're
yeah,
in a dead zone.
I mean, yeah.
It turns off the radio.
So we... not.
No, so they,
you're in
they
a Faraday
used,
cage.
They used what's called wide band, which means that they could talk to you if you wanted to.
He's like, you know what? I'm feeling pretty gallant and generous. Let me... I've already lived 5 lives...
And go through them again. Tell me the wonderful things you accomplished.
Oh, I died in a bowling alley. I was chased off a pier by some children. I was killed by a cleaning robot. Then, I think I might have electrocuted myself with a bat or something. One time I got shot in the head.
And I threw you off a building.
And then you threw me off a building. I've lived a rich and full life. Time for me to now hang up my... non-functioning penis. Go on without me to the dead zone. I'll buy you some time.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Just before you do that, I just have one idea that might I want to throw by you. You can still go out and absolutely die.
Extremely gallant of you, BoffCon.
Just the idea is I got a bit of a rumor, an email yesterday saying something about a sickness that's been going around, something without a cure in my inbox. And I just thought maybe if this is actually true, if this is something that Friend Computer is aware of, then maybe we can play that. Maybe we've got the sickness. We say that we're ill. We actually want to give it over, hand the box over, but we're trying to protect ourselves until we find a way to cure the illness, and then we can wait for this to load and then just blast them away or whatever it is.
I think that could work well. I mean, I was thinking we hand it over. We insist on handing it over to Friend Computer directly. And then we sort of hack into him and fuck him all up or something. Put a banana in his CD-ROM or something.
Master Hacker Alex Lee. All right, so, sorry. Once again, this is Major Dorian Doris on the Loudhailer. You did say you were sending someone out to parlay.
Okay, yeah, I'll come out now.
Buffy, are you sure you want to do this, old chap? Come with us. We could go back to that bowling alley and find that guy Brad and really tell him what's what.
We could watch him fuck my wife.
You could talk to that pretty bartender behind the bar who was selling the lukewarm hot dogs.
And then I could watch her fuck my wife.
Okay. Oh, I understand that you like that. Yes.
All of you have laid out all the equipment that you managed to get. to get that you got you here. There's a rocket launcher. There's a couple of missiles. There's still a few grenades left. There is...
How many med packs do we have, and who is injured?
And the power cord, by the way, is up to 78% okay. now.
And who is injured?
I think we're all pretty good. Oh, I'm hurt, but that's all
right. I am maimed. Can I get a med pack?
Sure, but while this is happening, BuffCon, what are you doing?
What was your thing?
Well, the last thing I was going to say, potentially, BuffCon, if you are set on going out there and finishing your exquisite life, maybe you do it with a bang and we shove you so full of grenades and rocket launchers that you absolutely destroy half of the army. Go on, champion. Let's do it big.
Wait, where are you going to put all these grenades and rocket launchers?
Oh, we'll find a few places.
You know what? I was feeling pretty gallant, but honestly, now that I've heard about... putting a banana in the computer, maybe that's a...
Do you know what you could do if you wanted to go through with this? What color are you?
I'm red.
What you could do is put all the explosives in the pockets of your jumpsuit and then do your very best to get demoted to infrared.
You worked out a way to put bombs inside you very quickly.
But then he'd lose his memories.
So we got the plague. We got the plague idea, do we? So
we could make Simon do that. We could make Simon's character blow. You're only on clone 3 or something, are you?
Okay, there's been a lot of different plans, and they're all really, really good, but you're going to need to make a decision. So you hear the voice, loud hailer, go again. Look, I'm getting a little bit bored, and we've got mixed tennis coming up, so I'm going to make this simple. You have, let's say, 15 seconds to send out the person to parlay that you said you were going to. BuffCon, it doesn't really matter, whoever it fucking is. They're going to talk to Major Strix, and then we're going to come in and get the box. Sound good? Great, wonderful.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, wait.
Let's do a combo quickly. Let's.
Well, while this is happening, I'm going to grab my slug shooter and just pump a slug into Beetle.
Okay, you shoot Beetle?
Yeah.
All right, very quickly. Beetle, are you stopping
filming
him?
This?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to absolutely just...
All right, make for me violence guns, and you try to...
I have to violence guns, or what if
no,
I...
No, you're going to do... I'm going to
punch him in the fucking gun.
Great. Violence
Why
melee. Tell me who gets
this?
The most successes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6...
I'm going to get some...
7, 8. You're going up against 8. I want you to know that.
Okay. But like what? You're going to punch the slug out of the way?
1, 2, 3... I might just...
No, because this was a reaction. You don't punch the slug out. Or what you do is you bat the gun away and one of your last two slugs...
What can I use a moxie to read?
Yeah, you can't beat 6 though. So he slams... Basically at that moment, you grab your gun, you point it out at Beetle, and Beetle pushes at the last minute the nozzle out of the way in the cramped room, ricochets off, and it destroys the hinge on the top of the door. But you've got one bullet left, but now you know that he tried to attack you.
Yeah, okay, well,
I have the box and I run out of the room.
Oh, okay, great. You yanking as it gets to 98%, you yank it out of the wall, leaving the cord in, and Strawberry starts pelting down the corridor away out of the commissary. What are the rest of you doing?
I was gonna die for that guy, and he just betrayed us.
Let's chase him.
Can I do something?
Yeah.
I say freeze, and I'm just going to waste 2 moxie. Freeze, you cunt. So there's 3 moxie use on that, because it's 3 words.
You can try and stop that if you want. So quickly make for me just a, we'll call that brains. You know, we'll use your intimidate. So we'll do the brains intimidate to brains try and intimidate. Override it. Okay. I'm letting you do it because it's so important.
Yep, so that's... So that's 3 successes.
Okay, he stumbles, grabs the wooden box, but manages to get out through the door. But you two both still have a chance for an action. Yours unfortunately didn't work.
How many times can you use your mutant skill?
Anytime you want to burn moxie.
I'm going to use my moxie. I'm going to use slow down time and go and grab the box.
Okay, we've established what happens when people are holding the box. Time slows down. Quickly, how many actions are you using?
Running and grabbing.
2 actions?
Yeah.
All right, so you run up towards him and you try and grab the box. Can you make for me quickly a violence athletics check? Can you make for me we're just going to have to do this because this is against each other. I want you to make for me a brains science check.
Can I do moxie for reroll?
I got a success.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to use not so hot. Play after a target is rolled, but before the GM describes the outcome, delete the success roll from the target.
Oh my god, so you reach... Yeah.
Well, just wait, no. I'm going to play easy come, easy go. which says play on any face-up card on the table. That card is placed at the bottom of the respective deck, and whatever its in-game effects were, they no longer apply.
I'm going to use my lucky event, which is because this is a safe house, there's all sorts of trapdoors and escape hatches.
This is so good. Okay, so all of you race forward. You run forward, try to grab his hands, but he spins around, and somehow he manages to move at the same speed in a way that you don't quite understand, as if the computer himself is blessing him. For a moment, the air shimmers as if he is about to escape. Then it seems like he's not, and then suddenly he grabs his blue key pass, strawberry's key pass, and he slides it along the door, and a door you didn't even know opens, pops in, and he slams himself into it. Do you want to do something?
Yep. I want to shoot him with a gun. And I do, and I use my action sudden death to make sure that it kills him very much.
Okay. I was going to say you don't have time to do a shot, but if you... So the way this works is I will let you do one more shot, even though you shouldn't because you played the card, but you need to hit him. So you need to do a violence guns check now, and you need... If you get one success, it is enough to instantly kill him.
Can I assist in that?
No. Unfortunately, this is
using
something...
Using my puppeteer?
Oh, okay. You're going to use a card.
Mutant power?
Oh, not using puppeteer. No, you can use it. If this goes wrong, that might come in handy. So, make the roll. And it doesn't work.
That's
so
a six. That's two sixes.
No, that was already
there.
It
was a four and a four, which means that the shot goes wild. He spins around. The door starts to close. You want to use your puppeteers? You can gum up the vents.
Maybe I'll just... Oh, no, because the vents... Why would
it's
you go?
It's a door. It's a security.
You,
the
vents only go further into the commissary. You
why
won't be
would
able
you
to
go
escape.
Into a vent when I've got a rocket launcher? I'm going to shoot a rocket into the. No, because that'll destroy the box.
Will it destroy the box?
The box is fine. Remember, the box got destroyed by grenades and it didn't get destroyed.
That's true. All right, I'm going to.
Now, the door at this point slams shut because we failed all
can
these.
Can I use
these? You can't just yet. There's a lot of cards are being played, but I need to just explain what happened. You managed to, with all of these cards, escape. You slam a rocket, BofCon, into your machine and you heft it up into your rocket launcher, but the vent has closed. You're going to have to find a way to get in through the vent, and then you, if you're quick about it, you can get a clean shot down the vent. Now, first of all, it is now your turn, Strawberry.
Can I use operate to like electrify the vent, like to like the security door?
Great, make a mechanics engineering, not because you're trying to electrify it.
Oh, okay. So that's a fail one and a double one.
Yep.
So that's two successes and nothing.
All right, two successes means that suddenly the vents go live with electric power, but none of you know this yet. What are you doing, Beetle?
God, can he hear me?
Yeah, you can shout to him. He can hear you on the other side.
I say,
I'm
putting
my hand to my ears.
Oh, hang on. Right as I say my thing.
I know that he has that command power.
You will have a moment of immunity because you were commanded seconds ago. So you don't need to worry about
that. I'm going to say come back, which two words.
Your command won't work, but you can talk to him if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for a minute or so, he's going to be immune.
Oh, he's... I'm going to press up against the vent look through the vent.
I'm going to rub up.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot my needler full of Ultra Nox.
Ultra Nox, yep.
Through the grate of the vent.
All right, you run up to the... You can see that it's very live, and inside it's pitch black and dark. You can't see a thing.
Are you pressing your eye against the door of the
scene? Not actually touching it.
No, yeah, but it's pitch black, it's dark, you can't see in there.
Well, I mean, it's a vent. Like, how... If I just shoot it down the vent, it's going to hit it.
That's a good point. Now that I think about it, if you shoot quickly enough, make a violence guns check.
So when you're holding the gun away from the vent...
It's in my wrist.
You know, he has a tiny, compact needler that you guys don't know about. It's built into his wrist.
So you're going to do that through a hole in a grate...
Yeah.
...without it bouncing...
It's gonna
side.
Be. It's gonna be. It's gonna be true and straight.
I will say he's gonna need two successes for this to work.
Oh, you know what? And I'll use take my.
You've dropped your microphone, Simon.
Oh shit!
He's getting so angry.
His instinct isn't to like put his thing against the grate in order to.
No, I think he's shooting through the grate.
So I'm shooting through the grate.
Seems illogical to me, but
take
yes.
Take your time, so I get some extra dice.
No. If you take your time, he will get around the corner.
I won't do that then. Alright, I will. Oops, sorry. That was a two, that doesn't count. Oh yeah, two successes. A five and a six.
A five and a six, and your computer dice was a four, which means that there is a thunk and a thunk, and a body slams down inside the grate. As
no
you hear
way.
Limpet mines go
shenanigans burp, on that. Burp,
and the doors explode as vulture armed forces, mercenaries, burst into the rooms downstairs, and in seconds they will be upon you. But it seems like the body of Strawberry is comatose inside the vent just inside. Next one up is Beetle.
I leap in. No, I retreat.
Beetle runs to the door, grabs it, and immediately electrocutes yourself. You're maimed. You fly backwards with a shower of sparks, but you overload the vents. They burst open. The next one up is Clancy.
I want to go in the vent.
All right, it's pitch dark in there. You can't see anything. No, you...
No, we've got... Do we still have our night vision?
You're the
goggles?
Only one that still does. You didn't override it. So your night cycle vision activates, and you can see the slumped down body of your companion Strawberry clutching the black box as two vulture guards dive in and start racing towards you, Beetle, each of them holding what look like powerful cone rifles.
I yell, shoot each other.
This is why I think I get a roll, but you're saying I don't?
Shoot each other. That's three. I don't know.
Each other's one word.
No.
Yeah, each other's one word.
Shoot. Do you know what? These are stupid infrareds. I don't care. All right,
you
great.
Can just make more people. They turn around.
Just give us more. Aren't valuable to you. They turn around confused, spin at each other, aim their cone rifles, and blast each other's heads off. But you know what? There are four more vulture guards right behind them. They're racing into the room. What are you doing?
In which case, I will buy everyone some time. For you guys to go get him, go get the box, and do whatever you need to
and
do.
Bursting through and between the vulture guards is the figure of Major Sixton, Styrix, Stixon.
Stixon Ricks.
And then I am going to use...
So a big, powerful major with decorated armors and medals races in between, flanked by the guards.
I guess I'm going to get... him. I'm going to just try and buy you guys some time.
I was pretty cranky before when I knew you had the box.
Shoot one of the other guys next to him.
Okay, so you grab him and you try to puppeteer his service arm?
Yes, and to just shoot one of the vultures.
Do you have all the grenades?
I've got two left. Okay. No. Oh, no, I don't, because I don't have my...
Oh,
because
you threw them all.
Yeah.
Now, I just will tell you, you can do this if you want to, but if you get him to shoot, there's still going to be at least three other guards, and they are going to be on you in a second. So this may be the last thing that your clone gets to do.
I'm going to do the most gallant thing I can think of, which is...
You keep saying that.
Blow him up with a rocket.
Very, very close quarters. You're in a very small space.
Which means I will probably die.
Make for me... What? Oh, God. Demolitions. Make for me a violence and demolitions check.
Surely it's guns. I'm using a rocket launcher.
I'll let you do guns or demolitions.
I'm going to use take time so I get the two extra, and then I'm also going to use improvised defenses to hide behind... a table, so I get an extra thing there.
That was very gallant of you.
Yeah, while I shoot them to give them some time to get away, and that is four successes.
All right.
Now, this is an opportunity for me to remind us that Alex's character has gone down the tunnel.
Yeah, this is right.
After me.
Mm-hmm.
Where you've just shot...
I'm shooting away.
He's shooting away.
Because they're coming in through the other to buy these guys some time.
So Beetle, unfortunately, Beetle is already maimed on the other side of the corner, stirring. And Clancy, as you dive into the tunnel, you turn around, and one of the last things that you see is the figure of BoffCon pick up a rocket launcher in extreme close quarters, sort of throw it in the air as they collapse behind a table, and there's a huge explosion as the rocket goes wild. The room collapses in rubble, and the vent behind you is closed as you crawl up through the vent, and you are able to pull the box out of the hands of Strawberry, and you can see that it says 100% powered. Yes,
and you can as you see that explosion, you hear BoffCon's charred voice say,
"Tell my wife, Brad sucks."
And I say, "I will, old boy, if it's the last thing I do." And I grab the box and I yell to Beetle. To follow me. Is Beetle in the vent?
Just the last thing you saw. Beetle, you can say whatever you want, but one of your arms, one of your legs, and three of your ribs are crushed.
Oh, boy. I don't know if this me is going to make it.
I say, Beetle, follow the vents to the sunlight.
You crawl your way up the vents, hoping that Beetle will have some way for his clone to meet you there. And as you push aside the vent, light streams in. And what you think, of course, sunlight is just nothing more than the harsh, dull orange glare of the ever-present lighting systems of Sector C, Y, N. You can also see dust being kicked up as multiple Thunderbird attack ships are now circling the commissary, and there are troops down on the ground as you clutch the box, and you hear three chimes as a voice comes out from a loudspeaker, and it goes, ding, ding, ding. Okay, now, troubleshooter, it seems that we have broken up. We've gotten crossed wire somewhere because I thought we were friends. I thought I was your friend computer, and why don't you put that down and we can talk?
And I say, I open the box.
All right, as you do, there's a click, and it opens up, and there's a beautiful inside of velvet lining. Again, an old pre-reckoning textile texture that you don't recognize. And embossed is a small wooden plate, and it says, in loving memory of Randolph Hearst, and there is an engraving of a bearded man. And underneath that is a symbol that you recognize as the symbol of the First Church, the Consolidated Maker. On the other side of the box is a giant knife lever. A sort of very simple Frankenstein lever, a sort of big lever that you can pull.
Yep.
And above that, it says, activate in case of calamity, total system override. And the voice goes, okay, wow. Well, now let's not make any hasty decisions. We don't know what things do. Old reckoning artifacts could cause problems for you and problems for Alpha Complex. So let's just, you know what? You want whatever you want, no problem. Let me just get your friends back and we can talk about this. As a canister, you have lives left too, don't you? Two canisters fire down onto the skyscraper, and out of it crawl the figures of Beetle and the figure of Strawberry. Of course, there is no more canister for dear, brave, gallant BoffCon
because he has used his last clone. When I said Brad sucks, I meant to say, Brad, I'm sorry. I know I asked you to do it, so it's... Anyway, it's my... I'm just confused. I'm feeling really confused about the whole thing. I don't know why I like it. It's bad. It's good. Oh, God.
The thunderous beating of the copters of the Thunderbirds whip around you as your hair whips crazily. The dust eddies and flows around you while you hold the box.
I say, friend computer, old chap, if this is a world without hamburgers, then I don't want to live in it. And I pull, and I hold hands with these two.
Not Beetle, I fucking push him in the face. You tried to shoot me, you dickhead.
I hold hands with them anyway.
Yep.
And I say, hold hands!
I take the opportunity to, while she's trying to hold hands, grab the box out of her.
You try and grab the box, but Beetle, you don't trust him, so what do you do?
Fucking uppercut him as hard as I possibly can.
Make a melee attack.
Yeah, with my 8 dice. Holy moly.
Oh, fuck that guy.
How much time do I have? Can I throw it?
You want to pick up the box, though? If you can roll...
I'm holding the lever.
If you take for a violence throw and you get more successes than Tom, you will be able to throw it.
I got 2.
So I do a violence throw.
Can I do something
too?
And
I have to beat 2. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to use...
Well, this is what happened to you. Try and be friends. Hold hands anyway.
I'm going to use... fuck it. I'm going to use...
Oh, God.
I'm going to use 1, 2.
Well, actually, before he does this, do you want to do a reroll? Are you happy with 2?
I mean, yeah, I will do 2. I'll do a reroll. Yes, I will. So it's 1 Moxie is a reroll everything, right?
That's right.
Okay, good.
And so one Moxie is an extra dice.
Oh, wait. Moxie is an extra dice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I get 1 more dice and a reroll?
No. For you could use a Moxie to add a dice. You could use a Moxie to do a reroll. Either or.
Okay.
You can use it, and I'll let you spend as much Moxie as you want.
So...
I got 2 again. And I'll use 1 more Moxie to add a dice. I mean, I can go insane now. Is that probably...
That's fine.
That's a 2.
All right. It wants you to have 2. And what did you get? Yeah.
So I haven't rolled yet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
You son of a bitch.
6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
It is 4, but there is also a 6, which is a computer dice. So, as you go to grab the box, your Beetle tries to punch you, but you are able to rip the box out of the hands of Clancy and grab it triumphantly as you're ready to hoik it over the side of the commissary, but you rolled a 6, and so suddenly the voice of friend computer chimes out again. It's like, no, anything you want. You know what? I've been a bad friend. I haven't helped. There was those hats I promised you, so here's hats. Have a lot of hats. Have all the hats you want. And one of the Thunderbirds just smashes into the top of the building, obliterating the very newly decanted clone of Strawberry as the box falls to your feet.
Is the ship full of hats?
Yeah, the ship is full of so many hats.
Like one hat lands on him, and then another, and then another, and then another.
No!
Yeah, it's not clear the Thunderbird is full of crates of hats. In fact, all of the Thunderbirds that are circulating are hats that Friend Computer is looking for a moment to give to you. What do you want to do?
I pull the lever.
You pull the lever, and as you pull the lever, you suddenly, as your hair whips back, you get the sense of a huge burst of air reaching forward, reaching in front of you as if a door close to your face is opened with a powerful draft, and indeed it looks like the ceiling of Sector CYN is somehow opening and then flies back to reveal above you, not a deep underground chasm, not the surface, not the earth that you miss so much, not the pre-reckoning world, but the vast indifference of space. You can see an asteroid belt, of which you were but one asteroid, floating far away, impossibly far away, for it seems that there is no world here. There is no salvation. There is no place to build a home. As Friend Computer goes, you fools, you were my friends. I was here to protect you. I am Friend Computer. And then everything goes to black and then white. And then suddenly there is a windscreen motion as a hand cleans what is a glass frosted plate in front of you. Clancy, you hear a hiss, a door opens, and a hand pulls you out of a tube.
All right, there you go. Easy does it. It's pretty bloody confusing the first time. Okay, just sit there. Would you like a fruit juice? Your blood sugar might be a bit low. Bicky? You want a Bicky?
Where?
She wants a Bicky.
Where am I?
You look around you and can see that there are other aides helping out the figures of Beetle, of Strawberry, and even Bofcon are all being disoriented. They don't have their jumpsuits. Their hair looks a bit different, but their faces are unmistakably them.
Hang on, the recording's starting, and you hear this very corporate Memphis voice going,
thank you for leasing your personas to Hearst Prospecting. The mining operation on asteroid Alpha 2.1 have come to a close on account of an unspecified catastrophic AI shutdown and mass depressurization event. Hearst Prospecting regrets to inform you that due to various acts in violation of your remote worker contract, you will not be remunerated for your time. We remind you that the Reckoning and the other worker enhancement narratives contained therein are the intellectual property of Hearst Prospecting. Please have a pleasant life.
And as you try not to vomit, as your life spins back, you remember so many things. The time that you had gifted to a mega corporation in exchange for untold riches, the genetic material that they gave you so that they could create the workers that they needed amongst the stars, and the fact that some of you, not all of you, but some of you, are really fucking good at selling hamburgers. Ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-boom, ba-da-ba-ba-boom.
Wow.
Wah, 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 wah.
Congratulations, wow. You have one paranoia.
The cast of this week's episode of OK Computer is Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Michael Hing, and Tom Carty. Our Dungeon Master and Friend Computer is Dave Harmer, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins, and music provided by Tom Carty. Shakira Khan is our producer, and the podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest. OK Computer is brought to you by contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get early access to ad-free episodes, as well as other exclusive content for just $5 a month. Until next time.
We've been making this now. If you count the session zero, this is plus 9 hours plus,
yeah,
of this season. We've been putting it out for presumably 4 months, or we're dead.
Yeah, that's true. We could be dead. The planet could be dead. All our references to like people might seem really dated.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true. How embarrassing.
If I'm dead, I definitely want this podcast to still go out.
Yep.
I don't want you to sort of take a respectful whatever.
It's brave of you that you will let us to continue to monetize the podcast.
Put a chip in our gravestones that plays it when somebody walks by.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
nice.
like a greeting card?
Yeah. In its entirety for 8 hours.
A dog outside the QVB.
Yeah.
Could we replace you with a voice actor?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think you will be able to, because the person who killed me was at this table.
Mm.
And I want you brought to justice.
Oh.
That's fair. And you will find clues. clues. You could probably find clues by listening to the to find out who killed Hing and why.
Apropos of nothing, I found the most charming candlestick the other just downstairs.
And if you are listening to this, it also means that we are just about to release the next season of Dragon Friends. It's an 8-episode special mini season. Well, we're all there's well, many, many babies are being had by the Dragos, but that will be starting very, very soon. So check that out on the main podcast feed. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye.
And if you know who murdered me, take them to the police.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.